Agud Nerev Shabbos, Parshas Truma, Parshas Shkolim, and Rosh Chodesh Adar. So, Mishnechnas Adam Mar B'Simcha means we need to think of ways we can bring Simcha into our homes as Rosh Chodesh Adar comes in. I would like to share with you something that I shared a few weeks ago in Shul. And it made a tremendous roshim on people. And I'd like to share a little bit of that in the context of Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma speaks about the Mishkan and all the parts. And it's beyond the scope of this teleconference to share how the Mefarshim explained that every one of our bodies is a microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash. Our homes, in our homes there's a shulchan, in our homes there's a menorah, in our homes there's so many, the mizbeach, and all the different parts that the Mefarshim explained so incredibly. So when we learn Parshas Truma, with all the measurements and all the details, understand how much depth there is into each and every measurement and the inspiration we need to take from it. But the key is, your home is supposed to be a mikdash ma'at. Your home is supposed to be a place where the Shekhinah rests. And what can we do to make that happen? What can we do to make sure our home is a place where there's shalom, shalva, and Shekhinah? So I shared that about 2 weeks ago, in just a mere 2 days, I had gone to two Chasanis and to two Levayas. And I literally was up and down, and we made our son's bar mitzvah. It was just an emotional roller coaster. And Shlomo HaMelech says, Toiv l'leches al beis evo, v'l'leches al beis mishteh. It's better to go to a Levaya than a Chasana. There are many pshatim, but I want to share with you with the pshats. By sharing with you a tale of two homes, a tale of two legacies that I witnessed. I witnessed at a wedding the most horrible sight I think any child can see their parents in. And then I was at a levaya of my great aunt and heard the most incredible thing. And I want to contrast those two legacies for you and show you how one of those two legacies is yours. One of those two homes are yours. Ubacharto b'chaim. And the product of both of these people, I know their children and I know their grandchildren. And if you don't believe in their legacy, if you don't believe that what your home is what your family is going to look like, listen carefully. I was at a wedding, a chasna, someone I know, particularly interesting family. And I'm sitting at the wedding. And as you know, if you go to weddings in New York, there are collectors that come around. And a particular collector was asking, and the grandfather of the kala was particularly not in the mood. I told the guy to go away, and the fellow just continued collecting. I don't even know if he understood English. And he screamed at him, get away, get away. And the guy was just continuing. And this man, a yid in his 80s, surrounded by all of his children and grandchildren, got up with his fist and starts chasing this collector. He says, get out now. And this guy was literally just not bothering anyone trying to collect. And he just looks and he continues on. And this old man at his granddaughter's wedding, his face turns ashen. And he starts screaming and starts chasing. The man's children stand up and make a wall as he's screaming with his fist over his children's shoulders. I'm going to come get you. Get out of here. And the grandchildren are watching this. And I'm watching a man sear into his children and grandchildren's mind something that they've witnessed many times before. Because if this is what they're doing at a wedding, you can just imagine what goes on in his home, how he talks to his wife and children. And I was looking at this, and I mama was crying. I could not witness such a thing. This is a man who Hashem should help him, should live long, but the day will come where his children and grandchildren are going to have to stand up at a levaya and share something about him. And what do they have seared in their mind? He was a monster who waved his fist, cursing someone who's never trying to collect for himself, who was not bothering anyone. Just he wasn't in the mood. This is this man's legacy to his children. This was the wedding. The same time I went to a levaya. Levaya of my great aunt. A great aunt who was an incredible tzaddikus. And her name was Mrs. Rosenbaum. And I want to share with you what they shared at the levaya and what her kids shared at the Beis Avon. 11 years ago, her husband, Rabbi Rosenbaum, shared at the levaya. She was diagnosed 11 years ago with stage 4, Rachmana Litzlan, Yeramachla. To the point they went from doctor to doctor, and the doctor said, don't bother operating, go home comfortably and just die. 11 years ago. Doctors will tell her, don't waste your time. They went to Chaim Kanievsky in Eretz Yisrael. He said, don't worry about a thing. He said, take in Shabbos 10 minutes early, every single Shabbos, and you'll be fine. Don't listen to the doctors. They took on to keep Shabbos, to take in Shabbos 10 minutes earlier, every single Shabbos. My great aunt lived for 11 years with this disease. Not only that, she was so relatively well, her kids did not know she was sick till just a few months ago. Imagine living 10 years with stage 4 Yeramachla. Why? Because of Schuss of Shabbos. But that's an incredible story in its own. How we have to look at doctors and how we have to look at the Eibishter. But I want to tell you what this woman's daughters shared with my wife at the Shiva house. She was Nifter on a Sunday morning. That Friday, the children were saying goodbye to her. And the kid said, Mommy, we're going to go home so we can all take in Shabbos 10 minutes early in your schus. And let me tell you what this queen responded. She says, I appreciate it, but I want to ask you for one favor. If you have to scream at one child, to get to Shabbos 10 minutes early, it's not worth it. These were the last words she ended up telling her kids as she slipped out of consciousness over Shabbos and passed away Sunday morning. Could you imagine a legacy where her children, the last thing she said, and that's the life she lived, she told her children, taking Shabbos early, it's all incredible, but not if you have to scream at one child. Look at the tale of two legacies. And you know what's fascinating? This woman, Mrs. Rosenbaum, was a daughter of the legendary Reb Manas Mandel. She actually put out the art school book about her legendary father. Her father lived like this. Look at legacies. Her father was the principal in Yeshiva of Brooklyn. And there were four girls who broke a rule, which was a no-no in his school. And that was going to concerts that were not Al-Taharas HaKadosh, that were not the way they should be. Four girls went to a concert, and he found out about it. And the girls knew that he found out, whoever met them. And the girls were waiting anxiously for him to call them in and suspend them, punish them, something very serious. This was a cardinal sin in the school. And one day goes by, 2 days go by, 3 days go by, a full week goes by, they don't get called. And finally, the luck runs out. And Rabbi Mandel, this is Rosenbaum's father, calls in these girls, the four girls, into his office. And he says, I want you to know how upset I am and disappointed I am. And he starts telling them, and one of the girls couldn't control herself. He says, Rabbi Mandel, I need to ask you, why did you wait a week? And he says, Tzadikas, I'll tell you why. I was so upset at you girls. I was nervous when you came in. Although 90% would probably be for the right reason, but there would be 10% of anger. So it's not worth saying anything. If there's even a small percentage of anger, it's not chinuch. I waited a week till all my anger subsided. And now I decided to share with you because it's pure, it's from my heart, and I am not upset anymore. This is how she was raised, and this is how her kids were raised, and this is the legacy she left for her grandchildren. A tale of two tales, a tale of two legacies. What are you leaving your children? We want to have happy homes. I shared this in the past. I speak to teenage. I have this chus to speak to teenage bachrim from beautiful homes who tell me they dread Shabbos Kiddush. From the homes that you would not believe. And I say, why? And they tell me because their parent or parents get so agitated and nervous on Shabbos that they hate Friday, so Shabbos is always there in a bad mood. Can you imagine? Listen to the holy words Mrs. Rosenbaum tells her daughters right before they leave her for the last time. If you have to scream at one child to make early Shabbos, which was for her schus, don't do it. People invite guests. They make extra things. It's not worth anything. Don't call that kavod Shabbos. Skip any extras. Don't invite guests if that's going to cause you to even scream once at a child. I want to be clear. This is a madriga we're all working on. This is not something we perfected. But it's something to think about. Parshas Truma. We're building a Mishkan. You're building your Mishkan. What is your Mishkan going to look like? Remember, from the stories we shared, and I can tell you from knowing both of these families, the legacies left behind by the grandfather continues on to the father, continues on to the next generation. This is how it goes. You build a Mishkan. It could be Kadosh or the opposite. And think about the beautiful legacy Reb Manas Mendel left for his daughter, Mrs. Rosenbaum, and what she left for her children. Never is it worth a kas or anger. And you want to know how someone can start screaming in front of his entire legacy, in front of his whole family? Because kas disconnects your brain from your mouth. And it's all over. When you say things, you're going to regret. And Rachmana Litzlan, that causes a lack of shalom at home and is the poison that poisons the most beautiful homes and most beautiful relationships between husband and wife, parents and children. Parshas Truma, Chodesh Adar, Mishenechnas Adar Mar B'Simcha. Let's internalize to make our house Simcha. Never should a child utter that I dread Shabbos or I dread Yontif because my parents are stressed out and agitated and scream. It's poison. We're turning our kids away from the beauty of Yiddishkeit. The Mishkan was calm and beautiful, and that's the goal for our homes. Have a guten Shabbos and a guten Chodesh.